I don't think you're interrupting anybody, DJ, for the next 3 minutes anyway.
You're really quick and cross off half the stuff off the list. I didn't know about the time change. I had not checked the Facebook page, and unfortunately I was not at the meeting, but I do monitor this quite often. I wish somebody either announced it the week before or come off and done it right at net control time. Would have been cool, you know, if they, as soon as the clock ticked to 7:30, say, hey, we're not doing the net now. But anyway, there was a couple guys met me over on 440, man, and we filled in the blanks, and I just started checking other frequencies and listening and whatnot. But anyway, made it work, and anyway, it would have been nice for announcement. But I do like the speed and candor of what you did tonight. I think it's wonderful for get it in, get it done, and get it gone. And a little bit quick for probably some folks used to the longer drawn-out stuff. But anyway, pat you on the head for that one. That that was pretty good. And Bobby got recognized the very first time, but he doubled with somebody. I think he didn't hear you calling back that he was there because of the double. He may have got smoked on that side of that deal, but no, he definitely checked in the first time. Anyway, that's that. That's all I had to say. Thanks again, guys. KG5, QZ.
Yeah, it was it was announced at the club meeting on Saturday. And I chose not to come at 7:30 because everybody that was had been here at 7:30 that didn't know would have wanted to check in then. So I chose the latter devil.
Gotcha. I just didn't know until later. Me and somebody else was on the 440 talk, and I hear Denny on the 2 meter going, "Oh, they ain't here yet. They're going to be here in however long." But anyway, that's that. So, all right, we'll catch y'all in just a little bit for the gossip net, and we'll talk about it there. KG5QZ clear.
Real quick before the gossip net, is KJ5 Alpha Alpha still here?
Kilo Juliet 5 Alpha Alpha. Yes, the name here is John. Go ahead.
I was checking, John, because when I scribbled it down, I did Kilowatt Zulu, and I looked through that. I'm going, nah, that's not right. And so I started looking through the QRZ page, and sure enough, I wanted to check and make sure it was KJ5. Got it. I'll get you. I'll get you on the roster.
Thank you very much, sir. I've been inactive for too long. It's time to at least put a mobile inside the house with a disco. Thank you very much. KJ5AA.
Well, if you really want to get active, John, hang around for the gossip net that's going to fire up here in about 10 seconds. They have a great time. KJ5AAWB5ULK.
QST, QST, QST. Attention all amateur radio operators. Hello, everyone. This is Lucky, KG5MXA, your alternate substitute guest host to our Gossip Net. The Gossip Net is a friendly net that takes us out of the technical and into the social side of amateur radio. Welcome, everyone. I would like to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of the repeater and invite you to support SCARS by joining the club. In the event of emergency traffic, please call Break Break or Break Emergency. We will assist you at that time. We are currently doing two rounds. The first is roll call only, then the second round is where you can take your time and talk about anything you like. Just don't time out the repeater because you will be awarded the Golden Thumb Award. Or just go ahead and time it out if you've got a lot to say. Victor's got quite a few Golden Thumb trophies he needs to get rid of. For those of you who would like to just check in but do not want to talk about your day, you are most welcome to do so. We will start with a roll call of our regulars, then check to see if anyone else would like to check in. So don't be shy. So, we'll get started. Phil, always first on the list. KD5UGO, are you with us tonight?
Good evening, KD5UGO, I'm here.
Good to hear you, Phil. How about Rodney, KF5UZA?
KF5UZA, no pressure there, Gary, huh?
Thank you for checking in, Rodney. How about Jeff, KD5CKK?
Good evening, Lucky. KD5MXA, KD5CKK.
Thank you, Jeff. Good to hear from you. Got you down. How about Bill, WG5T?
Good evening, Lucky. Thanks for doing the net tonight. WG5T.
Thank you for checking in. We'll get back. Harold, W5IFN. Mr. Denny, WA6DKD.
Yeah, good evening, Lucky. WA6DKD.
All right, Denny, got you on the list. How about Victor, K5VL?
Good evening there, Lucky, and the group, K5VL.
All right, good to hear from you. Next station is this one, KG5MXA, so check myself in there. Chris, KC5PIQ. All right, no Chris tonight. How about Bobby, NE5Y?
NE5Y here tonight.
Very good. Bobby got you down. Don, W5DDT.
Don, W5DDP.
Alrighty, got you checked in. Al, AE5L.
And control, this is AE5L.
Thank you for checking in. Gordon, AD5GG. Alright, how about Amy, KG5PUF? We're going to have to send the Bloodhounds out after those two. We haven't heard from them in a while. How about Steve, KE5BYV?
This is KE5BYV. Steve, count only.
All right, got you down. How about Chad, KD5ZYD?
Good evening, Lucky and Annette. This is KD5ZYD, Chad.
Very good, Chad. We will get back with you. DJ, KG5QEZ.
Oh, thank you very much, Miss Lucky. This is KG5QEZ.
Good to hear from you, DJ. Al, KJ4FUH.
KJ4FUH here.
All right, getting a full slate so far. This is good. Peter, AG5DV.
Good evening there, Lucky the Net. Peter, AG5DB here. I'll try to be on, so you can go and give me a holler. If not, I won't be here. Evening.
All right, Peter. Well, that's the same with me. If I'm here, I'm here, and if I'm not, I'm not. I got you down. Elliot, KF5VMJ.
Good evening, Lucky in the Net. KF5VMJ.
Right, thank you, Elliot. John, KX5MOT. Other John, WB5Q. Ken, K8WGE. Steve, KG5BWE. James, KC5UIM. W5/HJ3JDG. Jorge. All right, Michelle, W5MQC from KG5MXA. Galen, WX5MOR.
WX5MOR, and go ahead and just show me as one and done. I'm probably going to shut off here shortly.
Good deal, Galen. Got you down for one and done, and thanks for checking in. Next is Gary, KG5LQX. Quincy, KK5QS. Justin, KB5LHM. Ed, AE5EH.
Good evening, Lucky. This is AE5EH. I'll try to stick around best I can. If I don't, I'm sorry. And thank you for doing that.
All right. Thank you for checking in, and we will go ahead and give you a call on the second round. David, WX5LEO. KE5NCR, Dick. All right, Mike, K5MAF. And Ed, AG5DV. I got a few more here at the bottom. Tim, KF5HWB.
KF5HWB, I'm going to be one and done tonight.
All righty, thank you for checking in, and we got you down. Let's see, got a Mike, KG5SFU. And Judd, W5JA. All right, now we're at the bottom of the list. So let's see here. Let's go back up to the top here. So start back up with Phil, KD5UGO. How are you and Sonic the Cat tonight?
Good evening again, Lucky and the group. This is KD5UGO. Well, Sonic is laying here curled up on my arm. We're just chilling out after a nice evening meal of Rudy's barbecue and Rudy's homemade beans and potato salad and peach cobbler, and it was really good. Well, I guess we got a lot of good rain today. I looked on the Oklahoma MetroNet, and it said we only got 0.2 inches. So, I know I got more rain than that in my trash can. So I'd like some of the others to have rain gauges to give us a update report on how much rain we actually got in Norman. That's about all I've got. I guess I'll check out the all-ham dinner on Thursday night. That should be fun. So we'll see what that how that works out. 7301, back to the net, KD5UGO.
All right, Phil. Yeah, I heard him announce the all-ham dinner on Thursday. Can you come back and give us the time and the location of that so everybody on this net can know?
Okay. I reported it. I understand it. It is at 6:30 p.m. Thursday evening at the Golden Corral that's up on 240 and Pennsylvania. It's actually a couple of blocks east of Pennsylvania Avenue.
Okay, good deal. Thank you, Phil, for passing that on, and glad you and Sonic are both doing good and full of barbecue. That's a good way to be, and it sure felt like we got more than just 0.2 inches. I don't have a rain gauge, but it was raining awfully hard over here, so I'll be interested to hear other people's reports. But good to hear from you, Phil. Thanks for checking in, as always. And we'll move on to Rodney then, KF5UZA. How much rain did you get?
KF5UZA, I got a 1/4 inch in Noble, and lots of thunder and lightning in the middle of the night. It shut our power off a couple, 3 times, so that means my CPAP machine stopped working, so I was like gasping for air, having a mask over my mouth. And anyway, busy week, busy month, really tired of all these Mondays all in a row. Doesn't matter what day of the week it is, it's just another Monday to me. Anyway, that's all I've got. KF5UZA clear.
Well, roger that. Goodness sakes, I hear you on that. It's kind of my work's been the same way. It's kind of feast or famine. Either you're super busy or not doing much at all, and I'm in a super busy time, but I'd rather have it that way, I think. It's better being busy than being bored. And, on your thunder and lightning comment, I will repeat what I heard from Galen earlier, made an announcement that there could be storms moving through the area after about 1 in the morning. So at the conclusion of this net or whenever you are done with your hamming activities for the night, to go ahead and unplug your antenna, as I will be. Anyway, thank you for checking in, Rodney, and good to hear from you. So let's move on to Jeff, KD5CKK.
Well, good evening, Lucky. today was grocery day, of course, and then that's about it. I'll talk to everybody later. KG5MXA in the net, KD5CKK.
All right, Jeff, that sounds like a short and sweet day. So getting groceries and getting done, and then you can just kind of kick back at home and take it easy. So that's good. Good to hear from you. Bill, WG5T from KG5MXA.
KG5MXA, WG5T. Thank you, Lucky. I'm not sure how much we got here. We sure didn't get as much as Chickasha. Pictures on Facebook of flooding in Chickasha were tremendous. They got something like 4 inches an hour rate, I think, of rain. I think Rodney probably got more down south than I did here also. Anyway, my wife's four sisters have been in and out, either wanted taking kind of steps coming in and out for the last couple of weeks. They've enjoyed a reunion of sorts and have had a good time and lots of good food. It's good to see them get back together. Anyway, thank you for doing the net again, WG5T.
Well, thank you, and good to hear from you. And, yeah, that's a lot of house guests to have at once. I hope the rotation in and out hasn't been too much. And good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. Thanks for checking in. Mr. Denny, WA6DKD, with all the rain, I suppose you're getting all kinds of things growing down there that you're going to have to mow down and chop back.
Yes, we will. WA6DKD. Well, first of all, yesterday was only a 1.5 inch by 4 Band-Aid, and a couple of just puncture wounds. Yeah, we had a storm through here a week ago Wednesday, so, and I'm still picking up the remains of some of these trees and et cetera, and the grass has been growing like crazy. I had it all mowed the other day, but it's ready to go again. And today, we only got a dampening. It just got damp grass, but I'm afraid that's going to end tonight, I think, but we'll see. But anyhow, if anybody wants to practice or tidy up on their skills in lawn mowing, come right on over. Got plenty of coffee and tea to serve. Anyhow, that's about it, Miss Lucky. Just been busy whacking on trees and stuff. And it appears my hiccups, which I've had for the last 11 straight days, one little hiccup every 3.5 or 4 seconds apart, may have ended, I hope. We will find out here shortly or thereabouts. But anyhow, finally got some medicine today, and around dinner time it seemed to have gone away, so let's hope it stays that way. Back to you, Miss Lucky, WA6DKD.
All right, thank you, Denny. Yeah, gosh, 11 days is an awful long time to have hiccups, so I hope that they are gone for good and don't come back. And, yeah, I guess if you're going to have a one Band-Aid day, make it a nice big one and make it count. I have a feeling, you know, we get more rain tonight possibly. You will have plenty more to keep you busy and more Band-Aids. So good to hear from you, Denny. And let's see here, Victor, K5VL from KG5MXA. What are you up to tonight?
Well, good evening, Lucky, and the group out there, K5VL, and it's good to hear everybody. I am just back in. I missed the AriesNet check-in, but I'm curious because I turned on the radio about 25 after 8. Did we change the time, the start of the AriesNet? And if we did, glory be, and I'll do a happy dance. Let's see, what else? Busy, kind of a busy day. It happens, you know. It's all good. Denny, the hiccups for what? How many days? You have got to be kidding me. I hope you're feeling better. That would just, like, not be good. You needed somebody to sneak up on you and scare you. Isn't that the way you get rid of the hiccups? or take 7 gulps of water without breathing or something like that. I don't know. Anyhow, yeah, if anybody could inform me on the time on the AriesNet, if that changed, I'd appreciate it. Anyhow, other than that, all good around here, and the rain, my rain gauge said almost 0.5 inch here on the west side of Norman, so, you know, hey, it's politics on the rain stuff. Anyhow, I'll send it back to you. Thank you for doing the net, Lucky. Good to hear you and everyone else. This is K5BL.
All right. Thank you, Victor. Yeah, the time change on the Aries net snuck up on me, too. From what I understand, it got announced at the meeting on Saturday, and it might have been on the Facebook page. I'm not sure. Yeah, I was here waiting at 7:30, kind of wondering what was going on. About 7:45, I put out a call, and Denny was nice enough to come back and say it's been moved to 8 o'clock permanently, I guess. So it's been moved back to 8 o'clock. And hopefully, I know the whole reason for moving it to begin with, that it was running over into our gossip net. So hopefully, you know, that won't happen again. But, yeah, apparently so the Aries net is starting at 8 o'clock again. So there's the official memo for everybody that hasn't heard and got snuck up on like me. But, no, good to hear from you, Victor, and that's all I know. Let's see here. Next station will be this one, KG5MXA, and, gosh, I haven't had a whole lot going on. We've still been working on cleaning out the mother-in-law's house, and hopefully week after next we will be having a garage sale and get rid of the remaining stuff and then get the house up for sale, I hope. Gosh, we want to get rid of that thing as fast as we can. It's been nice around here over the weekend. Got to hang around, do some stuff around our house, and get some of my sewing done, so that's been nice. And, gosh, I guess that's really about it. I don't have too much to report other than that. So we will move on to Bobby, NE5Y. Tell us what's going on with you.
NE5Y here. Well, I did unhook last night, and there was a lot of rain and thunder booming and such last night. And anyway, I unhooked, and I plan on unhooking again here in a little bit. I happened to think about being unhooked. I usually come in here and forget that I'm unhooked, and you know, things don't work out real good. And that's about you know, what's going on here. We are kind of in a standby mode. One of the daughter-in-law's father has brain cancer and has stopped chemo and everything down in Texas, the Dallas area, I believe, and he's you know, due to die any time. So we're kind of marking time, and funerals are not my favorite thing, but Linda says that we need to go anyway. So then I've got the little great-granddaughter, you know, to take care of. So I guess I'm going to have to talk to my daughter and tell her that you know, in the last moment I may have to change plans, or she may have to change plans and such. So anyway, I'll turn it back to you and say happiness to all. NE5Y clear.
Yeah, Bobby, that is a rough deal. We also have a friend not too much older than ourselves that's dealing with that, and we've recently found out he's gone to stage 4, and so, yeah, kind of the same deal, just kind of waiting around. It could be weeks, it could be months. You just never know. So our thoughts and prayers are with you on that. Let's see here. Who is next? Don, W5DDP.
It's Don, W5DDP. Well, not too much going on. I went and saw them about prosthesis and got measured and everything. And got to go back in a couple weeks and put a sock on there to kind of get the swelling down and everything. And we got a therapy dog for me to help me get along with things and do things for me. And I'm still looking to get some help to put my 10 meter up. Besides that, everything else is going pretty good. Appreciate it. Talk to you later.
All right, well, thank you, Don, for checking in, and I'm sure if there's anybody around here that can help you get your 10-meter antenna up, you will be hearing from them soon, I'm sure. Thank you for checking in. Good to hear from you. And we'll move on to Al, AE5L.
Good evening, Lucky, and everybody on the net. Speaking of 10-meter antennas, I worked hard off and on last week to get my multiband fan dipole back up in the trees. And yesterday my wife came in and said, your antenna fell down. And I said, which end? And she said, no, the middle fell down. Well, the end would be easy to fix. The middle is the one that goes over the tree. And I don't have a drone to put it over the tree. I'm thinking about buying one. Anyway, my HF antenna's down again, and so that's a repair that I'm going to have to make. And as far as the rain goes, I've got one of those National Weather Service style rain gauges that is accurate to the 100th of an inch. And last night's rain and any we got to top that off while we were going to town, if any, adds up to 24 one-hundredths of an inch here at the Radio Ranch. And we sure thought and hoped that we would get a little bit more than that. Maybe we'll get a little bit more this evening with that storm coming through. And an idea that I had about the new time for the Aries Net. What does everybody on the Gossip Net think about just commencing the Gossip Net on the end of the Aries Net?